Radio Prague News.
The Czech president says any future immigrant quota should include refugees from Ukraine. Czech police say they're not stepping up checks on the border with Saxony. And units at the Dukovany nuclear power plant are being shut for checks on welds to pipes. Proposed voluntary immigrant quotas in Europe should also take into account refugees taken in from conflict-stricken Ukraine, President Miloš Zeman said on Thursday. The Czech head of state was speaking during his ongoing visit to Azerbaijan, which ends today. Zeman said the opinion was a personal one and he had not consulted with the government on it. He added that Ukrainians and Czechs traditionally had close ties. The Czech government is resisting European Commission proposed quotas to share out immigrants but will accept a voluntary distribution. Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has given a cool reception to comments from the Minister for Human Rights and Minorities Jiří Dienstbier, saying that the Czech Republic could take up to 15,000 immigrants. The comments sparked mixed reactions across the Czech political spectrum. Mr. Sobotka said the crucial issue is not a matter of whether the Czech Republic could accept a few thousand refugees, but whether a European system for allowing them would be created, which governments could not challenge afterwards. The Czech Republic showed during the war in former Yugoslavia that it could take in thousands of refugees, Mr. Sobotka said. Czech police say they are not, for the moment, going to react to Germany's move to boost border checks on the frontier with Saxony due to fears of a further immigrant influx. German checks were imposed on Wednesday. A Czech police spokeswoman said that so far there were no signs that the Czech Republic was being increasingly chosen as a route to get to more prosperous European countries. Czech police detained 45 immigrants, 41 of whom were Syrians, on Wednesday. Czech power company ČEZ announced that it's shutting down two of its four nuclear reactors at the Dukovany site for checks on the safety of welds to piping made during recent repairs. The shutdown of the second block Thursday and third block on Friday, combined with other outages at the power plant and at Temelin, meant that around half of the operator's nuclear capacity will be out of action. Other power sources at the company's disposal will be called on and no shortage of power is threatened, a company spokeswoman said. The Czech Republic was unusually forced to import power last week when nuclear and coal-fired power plants were shut. ČEZ also said Thursday it will submit an application for the prolonged operation of the first unit of its Dukovany power plant by the end of this month. Existing approval for the operation of the unit, which entered into service in 1985, expires at the end of the year. Czech bosses previously confirmed they will be seeking clearance to operate the Dukovany unit for a further 10 years. The Czech ambassador to Slovakia, Livia Klausová, wife of former Czech President Václav Klaus, is threatening to stay in her post and continue her functions out of a rented flat in the high-rise Bratislava suburb of Petržalka, according to Thursday's edition of the Slovak Daily Sme. Klausová is at the centre of a power battle between the Czech Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Czech President Miloš Zeman, who pushed for her nomination to the Bratislava post. The new Czech civil service law sets an age limit for public servants, which Livia Klausová now exceeds. And finally, in ice hockey, Czech forward Martin Erat has signed a one-year contract to play in the Continental Hockey League with Russian club Omsk. The 34-year-old, after playing 13 years in the NHL, has been without a club since the end of the last season. The new deal means that there will now be four Czech players on the avant-garde Omsk roster. Erat was in the Czech squad at the World Championships hosted by Prague and Ostrava earlier this year. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.